This is your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, with all the breaking news on the Braves and insiders from Atlanta to across the world of baseball.
1-1 to Olsen, and he drives one to deep center field, back at the wall, that is pulverized out of the ballpark.
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Braves Clubhouse Report on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in Atlanta. We are steps away from the right field gate at Truist Park, where in just over 2 weeks, the 2026 season will begin. Braves and Royals starting off a three-game set, and hopefully a drive to another World Series title. I'm Barrett Salee here in the studio. We have a busy show today. News about the TV situation. We will talk about that. And I mentioned this on the local flagship 680 The Fan. There's a little bit of a life hack that I think needs to be discussed, because I've heard a lot of people talking about how it's just another streaming service. I got to keep doing this. Well, there's a way to save a whole bunch of money and a way to do it while still paying for Braves.tv. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You'll hear Walt Weiss talk about the bench and how this could be one of the deepest teams we've seen in a very long time. And yes, that is after the news that Jurickson Profar was suspended. We'll also talk a little bit about Mike Yastrzemski and how important he could be in some moves. You'll hear from Buster Olney about some moves that either have been made or potentially could be made. I missed everybody because I was gone last week. And I tell you what, I was the Jurickson Profar news happened on a Tuesday. So normally we'd talk about it last week. I know Domino did, but I was kind of in an interesting spot. I missed talking to you guys about that because I certainly had takes, but I was kind of okay not talking about it because we were on vacation for spring break. But that's all in the past. We all know what's happened. We all know that it's just a horrible situation. He's a bad teammate, all this other stuff. How much does it hurt? How much will it hurt? Should it hurt at all? I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I'm not the biggest one to take anything away from spring training statistics. I'm not. But Mike Yastrzemski, who was going to be a big part of this, and you know, we heard last week, I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed, but pretty much everywhere, Jurickson Profar was referred to as a designated hitter. Not a left fielder, a designated hitter. That, to me, you can connect some dots and say, okay, well then, yeah, Mike Yastrzemski was going to play in the outfield pretty much every day. I think that's fair to say at this point, and maybe even before this, because like I said, Profar being listed as a designated hitter or mentioned as a designated hitter by people who are not just associated with the Braves, talking about people around Major League Baseball, national figures in Major League Baseball, you can connect some dots. And Mike Yastrzemski, with a .474 batting average, 9 hits, 8 runs, and 4 home runs this spring in 8 games. That matters to me, because you have to sort of put things together with what happened last year. Things got stale in San Francisco. It was kind of like a breakup, right? You and your girlfriend, it's just kind of run its course. There's nothing really bad that's going on. It's just time to break up. Well, that's what happened with Mike Yastrzemski and the Giants last year. Gets to KC, does a little better, establishes himself as a desirable free agent. He comes to Atlanta, and so far, so good. You look at that .474 average, and I think the natural reaction will be, yeah, but what is he going to do once things actually get going? Is he going to revert back to a guy who, at the time when the Braves signed him, maybe was going to be a player who only plays against righties? Because I think it's fair. Everyone's seen the numbers. Historically, against lefties, he hasn't been that great. This spring, .429 and a home run against lefties. Again, spring training, I get it. I understand. That's a valid argument. That is a valid criticism to what I'm talking about right this very second. But a lot of these managers, Brian Snitker was like this. Walt Weiss is like this. General manager Alex Anthopoulos has referred to "what have you done for me lately" multiple times, specifically regarding Mike Yastrzemski. Good close to last season, good start to this spring. There's reason to be optimistic about this. Plus the financial situation. You don't have to pay Jerks and Profar the 15, plus the 3 from the tax implications. So are we more comfortable with Jerks and Profar as a designated hitter and paying him all that money? Are we going to be more comfortable with a guy who is probably going to play in the field anyway in Mike Yastrzemski, who isn't making that much and having the money to spend? I think I'd take the latter. And I was reluctant to say this the day, couple days after Profar suspension. I was reluctant to say it because it's one of those things, we'll see what Yastrzemski's doing. Well, we're a week later, and he really hasn't cooled down. I think I'd rather have the money. But then, of course, the next question is, where do you go from here? Well, Buster Olney was on the flagship of the Braves Radio Network 680 The Fan earlier this week, and he was specifically asked if he was surprised by the lack of moves.
Are you surprised the Braves haven't used the $18 million? And let's put it this way, if you're not surprised, do you think they do it prior to the trading deadline?
Yes, I do. I think they're holding their ammunition dry. I think they're trying to, you know, cross their fingers and hope that they can get through. I do think at some point they will make a move. You know, do I think it's going to be a big move, gaudy move? No. But as all these teams begin to pare down their rosters and, you know, make choices and guys are, become free, then I think the Braves will add another position player to, help offset the loss of Profar. No one said this to me directly, but I'm assuming it's going to be a right-handed hitting outfielder because it feels like with the group they have, that's probably the thing they want. Someone who could platoon with Yastrzemski, or on a given day, if Michael Harris is out of the lineup against a tough lefty, you put Yastrzemski in center field and this other player who they would acquire could play left.
I think that's fair, and I think the biggest thing about the Braves right now, where they can go, maybe the fact that they haven't signed anybody is because maybe you're looking for the price of a free agent pitcher to drop. I was all about Zach Littell. I wanted the Braves to go out and get him. Obviously, that's not going to happen after he signed with Washington. And of course, there's the Lucas Giolito thing out there. So do you spend this money on a pitcher rather than a position player? I think that would be more likely right now, because, like we talked about earlier, Yaz's success and maybe some success of some other guys. You'll hear about that next segment. But do you want to overpay for a starting pitcher? Look, the Joey Wentz thing, it sucks. I mean, it sucks because you were going to count on him as, whether it's a starter or a long reliever, a part of this Braves team. There's no doubt about that. Bryce Elder struggles, maybe makes some things a little bit more dire, so to speak. Maybe you're willing to overpay if you're Alex Anthopoulos for a Lucas Giolito, but is it necessary? Again, I don't think it's necessary to a point where you don't need to spend all of this money. Do you wait somebody out? Maybe that's the way to go about it. Buster was asked a little bit about the free agent pitching market and maybe why the Braves haven't signed a guy like Giolito.
After talking with various teams, I'm not necessarily surprised, you know, and I don't know exactly what number he's looking for today in terms of the level of contract. We know that Chris Bassett got 19 and a half. At that time that Chris Bassett signed with the Orioles, the thought was is that Giolito was going to look for something in the same range. I don't know if that's still out there. You know, is he beginning to drop that number? Because look, at some point you got to get into camp. And I heard this from a number of different teams during the wintertime. You know, Giolito was someone that the Red Sox signed. He had some success last year, but generally speaking, he had kind of a down year. And the Red Sox are an organization that this winter, they hoarded pitching. Like, they were stockpiling starting pitching all over the place, and they let Giolito go. And I think that was probably a lot of that created some information that other teams are going on now. Look, if the Red Sox don't want him, why would we want to pay him?
So if that figure, that dollar figure is correct from Buster Olney, that Giolito's asking for Chris Bassett money, then you're basically spending all of the money that you save with Profar on a starting pitcher that clearly Buster's not necessarily high on. So I think for me and what I think of this Braves team and maybe what I think of this pitching staff and what it can be and where the roster is offensively, it might be more responsible to just wait it out. You're going to have more injuries. Figure out exactly what you need to do later in the season. Hang around. Wait till later in the season. And if you have to make a big move, make a big move. What about right now? Do you want to go get a Byron Buxton? I talked to Byron Buxton last year at Media Day for the All-Star Game, and we specifically asked him, what about Atlanta? And he said he'd love to have his family and friends watch him. He loved it in relation to the All-Star Game. Maybe you can extrapolate that out a little bit and say, okay, maybe he wants to be here full-time. Now, he's in the World Baseball Classic, and I think it's, if you're going to make any move, doing it in relation or during the Classic, that just doesn't make a ton of sense. It's not really fair to the player. But could that still be out there? You might have to give up a Richie. You might have to give up a Caminiti. But it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. I've always loved him. I think that if Buxton's going to be here, he'd be a huge addition to this team. Buster was asked specifically about that. Here is Buster Olney on Byron Buxton.
So here's something about Byron Buxton. He has a full no-trade clause. He has clearly wanted to, you know, stay in Minnesota. That is his preference. The other day I was talking with someone who knows him well, and I just said, when is Byron going to go to the Twins and say, look, I want out?
Yep.
And I do think there's going to be that opportunity if Byron stays healthy. And I hope for his sake, because he's, what, 32, 33 now. I really hope for his sake that he does that and gets to a place where he has a chance to win. And certainly Atlanta would be a place like that.
I still think it's going to happen at some point. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I do think that's going to happen at some point. It just makes too much sense. But again, getting back to the overarching point, I understand the money situation has changed. Going out there and spending all of it right now, whether it's on Giolito or somebody else, getting creative with it, I just think it might be more responsible to maybe play it a little safe, be a little bit more conservative, and then figure out what you need to have later in the regular season to make a push and hopefully win the NL East yet again. One thing is for sure about this Braves team. The bench is better. The bench got tested last year, but the bench is better. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up next. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Come on. No!
It's just a golf lesson, champ. Loosen up.
I can't. See that Hyundai Santa Fe?
Yeah.
I only paid.
Finish up on your own. I gotta run.
Deal's so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event.
Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days on the Hyundai Tucson, Tucson Hybrid, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Hurry. Offer ends March 31st. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey Braves fans, spring and warm weather are officially here, and you know what that means. Bugs, termites, mosquitoes, ants, and roaches will be out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow Exterminators protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves, so you know that you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com. That's 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Braves Clubhouse Report. Barrett Salee here in the Braves Radio Network studios in the Battery Atlanta. We're in just over 2 weeks. It'll be a packed Battery Atlanta. It'll be a lot of fun as the Braves kick off the 2026 season at home. A very rare opening series at home for the Atlanta Braves. Hopefully, you have your tickets. If you don't, go to Braves.com and get those, because it's going to be a fantastic event. A lot of promotions, including the Drake Baldwin Rookie of the Year bobblehead during the first homestand. So make sure you go to Braves.com and get your tickets now. One thing about last season, we have to reference last season a lot. And look, it was pretty miserable, especially down the stretch. But a big reason why was that the Braves, from a depth standpoint, they just weren't there. I love Eli White. I really do. when he has to come in and has to have a double-digit home run season, things aren't going well. Now, again, you go through issues. You go through depth issues. I mean, in 2021, the Braves had Guillermo Heredia and Abraham Almonte in the outfield. I believe Orlando Arcia even had to move out to left field at some point. You're going to get tested. You're just going to get tested. Spring training stats clearly show that Walt Weiss and this entire organization are giving everybody as many shots as possible to make this roster. So far, pretty much everybody that has a chance has delivered. Dominic Smith, 438. Kyle Farmer, 429. Eli White, a 464 average. Ben Gamel with 4 home runs and 7 RBI. I'm not saying you're counting on these guys to go out there and be stars, but you need to have some depth and versatility on the bench. And so far, it looks like the Braves are in that spot. And Walt Weiss, well, he agrees. The first-year manager of the Atlanta Braves was asked about this depth, and he answered that a little bit earlier this week.
I don't like to leave my bench guys sitting there for 2 weeks without playing, because it's a lot to ask of a guy that hasn't played in 2 weeks when all of a sudden he has to play for whatever reason, and now you expect him to perform. It's not fair. So I like to keep the bench guys involved. Now, it helps that we have a good bench. Well, I think it's probably the best bench that we've had in my 8 years here. But you're going to need those guys. And more than likely, it's going to be in a big spot or a crunch time or late in the game or whatever. And you can't expect those guys to perform if they haven't been on the field in 2 weeks.
So it does sound – and look, I think Walt addressed this quite a bit, is that he wants position versatility. And I think the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos, I think, did a good job of sort of laying the groundwork for positional versatility. I mean, Luke Williams was taking balls at shortstop yesterday in the spring training game. So, and Eli White did that last year. He played some second base in spring training. Positional versatility is important. And I think there's a little bit of a – when Walt was hired, I heard the noise, oh, just another Snit guy. He's going to be just like Snit. And look, Snit was great for the Braves. I think that's a compliment. But Walt has specifically said that he takes a little bit from Snit, a little bit from other coaches throughout his journey, and creates an identity for himself. And you just heard what the identity will be. You're not going to get the same nine guys trotting out in the same spot every single day. I love that. Now, Jurickson Profar's suspension has changed that a little bit. The philosophy, I think, now is forced to change to a position, a spot where you're kind of going to have to run the same outfielders out more times than not. You're not going to be able to DH one of those guys every single day. You might have a little bit more for Drake Baldwin behind the plate because you can't use him as a DH as much as maybe you thought you could. But I think the philosophy for Walt, clearly, no matter what happens with this roster, you're going to see more guys get days off. You're going to see guys get off the feet. You're going to see him try to rotate guys at designated hitter that maybe you weren't expecting. Here is Walt on his goal to maybe not make everybody on this team as much of an Iron Man as Matt Olson.
The Braves have had a certain way of going about things and having guys go out there and play every single day. Have you had conversations about getting them off their feet for a day?
That's been the culture here, and that's a good thing. And these guys love to play. They want to play. You start going around the diamond, and there's some injury history that's starting to mount on most of these guys. I'm going to pick spots to get these guys off their feet, and they're still going to play, if they're healthy, 150-plus. You know, it's just not – I'm not looking for them to play 160. Plus, I'm going to pick my spots and give these guys a break here and there.
Of course, there's an asterisk because it's Matt Olson. Matt Olson is going to play 162 unless there's an injury. I mean, that's just how he operates. But it'll be fascinating to see how this roster shakes out and how Walt uses it. Because, again, he's not Brian Snitker. He has a little bit of a different philosophy. And I think you're going to see that even after some dominoes have fallen, specifically the Jurickson Profar suspension. We'll take a break when we come back. Braves.tv has been announced. What are the specifics and what can you do maybe to save a little money on your cable bill? That's right. We will talk about a little bit of a life hack as well next. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
What if you could have the most reliable Wi-Fi at the same price for 5 years? That's the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. No annual contracts, no hidden fees, and our best equipment included. Plus, get online in minutes with same-day Wi-Fi. Just 5 years of fiber-powered Wi-Fi that boosts speeds to the devices that need them most. Lock in your price and unlock the possibilities. Xfinity. Imagine that. Select plans only. Restrictions apply. Powered by fiber connected to the premises by coaxial cable. Actual speeds vary.
A golf instructor who knows technique can improve an aspiring pro swing. Four. But one who really cares can help transform a career.
There he is, your new champion.
When you team up with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
All the latest on the Braves live from Truist Park in the heart of Atlanta. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Welcome back. Finishing up on the Braves Clubhouse Report here on the Braves Radio Network. Barrett Salee here in the Battery, Atlanta. You can listen to every single Braves spring training game and every single Braves home game on the 680 The Fan app. Of course, 680 The Fan, the official flagship of the Braves Radio Network. But you're going to want to watch these games, too. I think everybody knows that. You're going to want to watch these games, too. It's been a big point of contention, not just this offseason, but throughout the last few years when, whether it's Dish or Comcast or whatever, you get in these little carriage disputes, and they take channels that you want. I remember it was a couple college football seasons ago where at noon on opening weekend, ESPN suddenly said, hey, you know what? You're not going to be on whatever. I can't remember what it was. It was maybe on DirecTV, whatever. But suddenly, hey, you're not going to be able to get any of those channels, any of those Disney channels. That is not going to happen to you anymore if you're a Braves fan, or at least it doesn't have to happen to you, because the Braves did announce this week, Braves.tv, $99 for the year, $19.99 per month. Available wherever you stream: Android, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, Roku, Chromecast, PlayStation, Xbox, all that's different things as well. It'll also be integrated into smart TVs. So if you are used to having, you know, the one-click cable box, you probably have a TV that has smart TV capabilities anyway, so you don't really have to go out and buy a Fire Stick or a Roku or anything like that. If you don't want to, you just have to sort of adjust how you consume television. But this is going to be great for Braves country. 140-ish games available wherever you are, no matter where you are in the country, in the world. And I know you're going to say, why 140? Well, Apple TV, NBC, you know, the Fox, they're all going to have those exclusive games every once in a while. So you will have to go consume those wherever they exist. But this is going to be awesome for Braves fans. There's been a lot of folks complaining about blackouts and things like that. You don't have to worry about that anymore. This is in addition to traditional carriers like DirecTV and Comcast and even YouTube TV. Those deals haven't been announced yet. Will they be announced? Probably at some point. My gut on this is that maybe you start seeing the Braves roll out. This is the second press release on this, maybe to put some pressure on some providers that that haven't really fallen in line quite yet. But I saw this when the announcement was made. I'm not going to pay $20 per month. I'm not going to pay $99 for the year. I'm going to let you guys in on a little bit of a secret. And this is something that I tried out about a month ago. And it was in part to try to bring some information to Braves country, because we all saw this streaming option coming. But also just because I got sick of paying so much for DirecTV Stream and YouTube TV. I've tried all of them. What I did is I dropped all of those. No DirecTV, no Comcast, no YouTube TV, no Hulu Live, none of that stuff. And I just downloaded every single network's app to see if I miss anything. Because I'm paying for a lot of this stuff anyway. If I have any of those streaming services, I'm paying for, you know, Paramount Plus content twice. I'm paying for Fox content twice. So why not just use the actual network apps? Well, I did, and I'm basically saving about $93 per month. So if you go out there and buy the Braves.tv, you spend $20 a month or $100 for the season, you're still saving if you do it the right way. So if you have Netflix, if you have all of that other stuff, fine. But you can do Fox One content, Fox content, Paramount Plus content, which is a huge deal. All you have to know is where, who owns the rights to any of the channels you already watch. It's weird. It's uncomfortable at first, but you get everything you need. That is a free life hack for everyone who is out there wanting to know how, why you have to pay more money for the Braves. You don't have to. You can get creative. And look, I did this for you. I tried this out for you, Braves Country, because you could see this coming, and it has worked flawlessly. So there you go. If you're going to try this, let me know on the X Machine. I want to know if it works for you and how much you save, even when, and not if, even when you buy the Braves.tv package. Of course, get your tickets for opening day. You'll also have a lot of other events for the Braves in and around Truist Park. The big one, June 13th, the Braves Country Fest. Cody Johnson, Ella Langley, Ernest, Mackenzie Carpenter, all kinds of different country acts you can get all in one spot. Make sure you go to Braves.com to see all of those events and get your tickets now. That'll do it for the Braves Clubhouse Report here on the Braves Radio Network. Only 2 weeks until baseball will be played across the street at Truist Park. We'll talk to you next week on the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Thanks for joining us for the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Join us each week for all the latest updates from Braves Country as we keep you dialed into the Atlanta Clubhouse. This has been a presentation of Dickey Broadcasting Company, the Atlanta Braves, and the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.